And Granny's Abner, I believe that's our room.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Irvin the lion is still at large, but Lum, after reading a book on big game hunting in Africa, has organized a safari to capture the beast. Assisted by Abner and Cedric, Lum has established the first camp on the edge of town. As we look in on the little community today, we find the big game hunters sitting in their tent. Listen.
My dog is Lum. I'm getting tired of sitting here in this little old tent. This is the uncomfortest place I've ever seen in my life.
Well, of course it is. You're supposed to suffer hardships when you're on a big game hunting expedition like this.
Yeah, but why can't we go to your place and stay, Lum? It'd be a heap more comfort suffering the hardships over there.
Yeah, but this is a safari, Abner. We can't sit around nowhere at my place if we're out on a safari.
Well, I don't see what the difference is. It ain't over 200 yards down across the field there to your place.
Grannies, I don't believe you're much of an outdoors man, Abner. Grannies, I'm having a time of my life.
Well, if I'm going to camp out, I want to at least get out of the edge of town to do it. All we do is just sit here in this tent and keep sending Cedric out to look for the lion. Well, you sit there and read that jungle book by Sir Aloysius.
Sir Alexis is his name.
Whatever they call him.
Abner, I wish you'd realize that we're doing a big, important thing here. Saving the community from a ferocious lion. And we can't give up till we've did our duty and made a success out of ourselves.
Well, we won't make no success of ourselves just sitting here. I'll tell you that right now, Lum. Oh, why don't we move our tent somewhere else?
Move our tent?
Why, sure. We've been here all last night and today, and Irvin ain't showed up yet. Why don't we move our tent down by the river, Lum, where we can at least do some fishing?
Abner, we're out after bigger game than fish. Besides, if we get away off down there by the river and he did show up, that thing could have us head up where we could get away from him to save our lives.
He could, huh?
Why, sure. This way, we can cut down across the field there and be in my house in 2 minutes.
Well, are we out here trying to dodge the lion or find him, Lum?
Why, we're out here to let it go. And then you just got to where you want to argue about everything that comes up.
I ain't arguing. I just get tired of sitting in this tent all day while Cedric goes out and looks for the lion.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do. He's a beater.
Oh, he's a goer, all right, but you're going to get him wore out if you keep making him do the whole thing, Lum.
Yeah, but for goodness sakes, Abner.
Well, you there, Lum. You're just going to wear the boy out chasing him over these hills here this way. He can't do the whole thing by himself.
Well, he ain't doing the whole thing. But if you'd have read Sir Alexis's book, you'd know that the head hunter, that's me, he don't go out till after the beaters beat up the lions or elephants or whatever it is I'm after.
Well, is that what Cedric's supposed to do?
Why, sure.
Well, I don't know, Lum. Cedric's an awful strong boy, and maybe he can handle a lion, but I don't believe he can beat up an elephant.
Well, I don't mean that way. I mean scare him up. See, they take sticks and beat the brush and bushes and scare the animals out in the open.
Oh, yeah. I see now. He gets them real scared first and then beats them up while they're still scared, huh?
Abner, he don't beat them up at all. That's just a big game hunting expression.
Well, you said he was supposed to go out and...
Let it go. Grannies, it ain't no use to try to explain nothing to you. Besides, it's time to eat.
To eat?
Well, sure. Ain't you getting hungry?
Hungry? I might not starve to death. But all you brung along for us to eat them raw cranberries, and I ain't going to eat no more of them things, I know.
Well, Granny's a fine big game hunter you are.
Huh?
Well, we've only had them for a day and a half, and Sir Alexis went 28 days at one time with nothing to eat but wild berries. Think of that, 28 days he went.
Yeah, but these ain't wild berries, Mom. These is cranberries is what they are.
Well, that's all we had in the store.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of other stuff there, some canned meat and cheese and crackers and stuff like that we could have brought along, Long.
Abner, don't mention that kind of food in front of me. I'm just as hungry as you are. But if we're going on a safari, we're going to do it right or not at all.
Dad, blame that Sir Alexis. I hate and despise him more than every one feller I ever knowed. Heard of.
I wish you'd stop that mumbling and grumbling to yourself. It's got to wherever... Uh-oh. There comes our beater.
Huh?
There's Cedric.
Oh, doggy, he don't look like he's beat up nobody.
Hurry up, beater, we hunt. We're waiting on your report.
Yeah, Cedric, did you find any lion tracks?
Mom?
Did you see Irvin any place?
Oh, no, Mama, never. Fact is, I ain't been looking very much. I've been home to lunch.
Home to lunch? Granny, you can't be going home to lunch when you're out on a safari, Cedric.
No, you're supposed to sit here and just starve to death on cranberries.
Well, that's the reason I went home. I was getting a stomach ache from eating them cranberries so much.
Granny, I hope Sir Alexis don't ever hear what kind of a safari I'm running here.
Old man Blevins was telling me a while ago he seen some lion tracks leading into Black Rock Cave yesterday morning.
Black Rock Cave?
Why, that's right over there, by that ledge of rocks yonder. Here, we've had Cedric out looking for the lion, and he's been right here within 50 yards of us all the time. Right on the back of her neck, you might say.
Don't say that, Abner.
Huh?
That back of the neck business.
Oh.
Here, we slept out in the open with nothing to protect us but a little old tent and a ferocious lion running loose. Oh, my goodness. I told you we ought to move that tent, Abner. Had no business getting this fur out in the woods to start with.
Well, come on, man. Let's get over there by that cave, Lom, and try and capture him. Get this thing over with. Go ahead, Lom. Lead the so fairy.
I think I'm going to make a beater out of you, too, Abner.
Huh?
You and Cedric go over there to the cave and be sure he's there.
Now,
come
just
back and tell me.
You can stop right where you're at.
What's the matter?
You pinted yourself the headhunter, so you just go ahead and lead the way.
Go ahead and lead the way, Cedric. I think that book says that the beater is supposed to lead the way. See, the head hunter brings up the rear, I think. He's all of the last feller. Stays back there and protects you from behind. See, that's where all the danger is, I think. Go on, Cedric, head out.
Well, come on then, let's go.
Yeah, let's get started.
And I wish I had an elephant to ride. One of them with a little house built up on top of him.
An elephant with a house built on him?
Yeah, Houdini or whatever it is they call him.
Huh.
That's the way all them big game hunters travel. Don't walk so fast, Cedric. Safaris is supposed to travel slow, I think. See, they travel along while the beaters keeps a good lookout for the lion ahead of them.
Dog, as I wish I had one of them elephants with a house on him. That'd be handy, you know it. Instead of going home to the house, well, you could just have the house come over to you.
For goodness sake.
I wouldn't even have to go home from the store for dinner. Just have Elizabeth and little Pearl just bring a house down there and climb up there and eat.
Maybe we better slow down a little bit, Cedric. We're getting pretty close to that cave. We don't want to scare the lion.
Well, I ain't walking very fast, Mr. Lum.
Well, just keep a good sharp lookout for him.
And doggy, if I know where I could get one of them elephants, Dad blame if I wouldn't build me a house on him.
Hmm.
That's the handiest thing I ever heard of. Wanted to go visit some of your relays? Well, you could just take your place right along with you. That would scare that no-count brother Elizabeth to death if I was to ride into his yard on an elephant.
Goodness sake.
I don't give mom, if we could get two of them elephants, we could put the store on one of them.
Put the store on?
Why, store, and just travel any place we wanted to. Have our business right along with us all the time.
There's the mouth of the cave right there.
Yeah, that's it, Mom. That's it.
Granny, that's the darkest looking cave I ever seen.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Cedric, you go on over there and see if you can find any tracks around the mouth of the cave there.
Yes, Mom.
Well, ain't we going too long?
No, we'll stay back here and look after the situation. This might be a trap, you know.
A trap?
Yes, sir. Granny, I don't trust that Irvin. Granny, there might be a whole pack of lions down in there, you know it?
Why, they couldn't be, Lon. There weren't but one lion got loose.
Yeah, but you know that old Eddard saying of mine, birds of a feather flocks together.
Huh?
Where there's one lion, there's bound to be more.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, there's tracks here, all right.
There is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you go on down in there and look for him, Cedric, and Abner can stay there by the mouth of the cave, and I'll stay back here.
You will stay back here?
Yeah. See, most of the time, the head hunter has a platform built up in a tree. But I ain't particular. I'll just sit up there on a limb.
You gonna climb up in that tree? Well, I'll go help Cedric.
Let me know if you see anything, Abner.
My dog is Cedric starting down there in the cave, Mom. Yeah, did he see anything, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I see two big eyes down in here.
Oh, well, that's him. Grab him, Cedric. Bring him out of there.
Yes, Mom, I got him.
Well, hold on to him.
Stop that. Irvin, cut that out now.
What's he doing, Cedric?
Well, I don't believe he recollects me, Mr. Abner. He ain't the same as he used to be.
Well, don't turn him loose. We'll have to run him down and catch him again, Cedric.
He's trying to scratch me. Irvin, stop that scratching now. I'm going to slap you.
Come on, bring him out of there, Cedric.
Here we come, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, bring him up here in the light.
I got him. He's a changed lion, though. I don't blame Mr. Lum for wanting to be careful. Look at there. He's clawed me from one end of the
Cedric,
head.
Cedric, turn that thing loose. Turn him loose, Cedric. That ain't Irvin. That's a mountain lion you got there.
Mom!